on Daf Nun Beis Amid Beis. We had learned yesterday that Ahu Gavre Chotav Zuzi Mechavre Vishadalo. A person stole a Zuz from someone else and threw it to an Isha, and he wanted to make Kiddushin with this Zuz. And later the Mekadish came to Rove and asked Rove, is the Kedushin Kedushin? And Rove said, Les dechosh loho de Rab Shimon. We are not chayish for Shitas Rab Shimon that holds Tam Gzeles Yish Bailim. So therefore, since we cannot assume that there was Yish, and a Yish Bad Yedizicha wasn't, therefore she's not Mekodeshes. Now, it would seem from the Gemara, but what would be if he would be Miayish? So then, she would be Mekodeshes. So there's a tremendous problem. Afilu, he was Miayish, but Lemaise, we paskin in Babakame, that Yushkedi Loikoni, that Lemaise, a gazlan is not kaina with yish, given the bisura asaliyadai. See, even though she is kaina with yish vishine rishus, but the gazlan was never kaina, so he wasn't mekadish her with his money. So how, and the Gemara would seem that if there would be yish, she'd be mekodeshes. So I would just like to mention there are two oifanim how to understand our Gemara. Let us mishoif to the Ran, the end of the second page. The Ran says, is Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph Pidafei Harif. The Dibur HaMaschel is Mochon V'Kiddush B'Dmeyem B'Kodeshes. So the Mishnah is telling us that if a person had Yisurei Hanot Olo Klai HaKerem, he sold the Yisurei Hanot, he received money for it, the kiddush b'dmeyem b'kodeshes. So the Ran says, "Lafi she'ein adomim nitfosim be'isa k'diyalef b'gmorim." Because even though it wasn't permitted to sell the Yisurei Hanot, but al kaponim, the money he received for this Yisurei Hanot does not become also b'hanot. So therefore, the Isha is receiving money that is Mutta Bahano, so therefore she's Mekadeshes. The Chos of Rashi is Abba Peri Kama de Chulam. The Chi Omrinin, the Dmei Yisurei Ano, She'ein Toivsin Dmei Yemutar. This halacha that we just mentioned, that Dmei Yisurei Ano, which is not Toivs Dmeiim, the Issa does not go over to the Domim. So the domim is muta lehones mehem, hani mili la'achelim. So that is dafke, not for the machlef. Someone else will get a hold of the money, so he's permitted to derive benefit from this money. Aval lemoicher atzmoi asur. But the moicher alone, who was machlef, the Yisurei Hano, and got money in return, for him, this money is Asa Bahano. Now let's not get involved in the Raya of Rashi, but let's just skip down to the next line, after five words in the next line. Ula Dvorov, so according to Rashi. So now the Ran had a problem. If we will assume that the Dmei Yisurei Hano are also to the Machlev, Hainu Taima de Mekodeshes, so why is she Mekodeshes? If Mochon וקידיש בדמיים ווייש עם הקדסס, אף על פי שהיו הדומים אסורים למקדש, the money is also to the מקדש, משום דקיוון שהיא מותרס להונס בהם, but since she is permitted to have hanah from this money, v'kanasa, and she acquired this money, machmasai, through him, it's not his money, by him it's also hanah, but she is receiving money that is muta b'hanah through him, mukadeshes. So the Ran is saying it is not necessary for her to receive his money. It is sufficient that she received money through him, l'shem kedushin, sos mekodeshes. And the Ran brings a Mora Dekaraya from our sugya. Dumye de mekadesh begezel d'acherim. If a person is mekadesh begezel d'acherim, l'man de islay stam zeyla yirish baylem, Yishbailami, so then she'll be Mekodeshes. The Af al Gav the Yishkedi Loikoni. But the Gazlan is not Koine through Yish. V'chol's man shehu biyadoi, einoi konoi loi, it doesn't belong to him. Afilu hochoi kivin shekon osoi hi. She did not receive his money, but she received money through him. So the Ran is medame, kitcha begezel la'acha yiyush, even though the gazlan was not kind of the money, because she is kedilai koni, but since she acquired the money through him, that is sufficient. V'hu adin, he says, by demei isurei hano, even though the domim are also to the machlef, to the mekadish, afal pikein, since she received the money through him, l'shem kedushin, that is sufficient. So this is the Shita's Haran. I'd like to say over the Shita of the Ritva, that this is the Ritva Shita, this is the Rashba Shita, which is a different Mahalach completely. The Ritva asks the Kasha, as follows. The Ritva says that as follows. The Chitaymet. He asks on Rove. Rove says, we don't pass him like Reb Shimon. That's not Zayla Yish Bailam. So therefore, you're not Mekodeshes. V'chiteima, so the Ritva asks, V'kiven, the Kaimulon, the Yish Kedi Loikone. But Yish is not kind for a Gazlan. Is ki Ika Yish Bailam my habit. So if we would assume that the Bailam was Meyayish, but he wasn't kind of the money. The Gazlan wasn't kind of the money, so how could he be Mekadishar with money that is not his? Halai Kasha. Even the Ike Yiyush Bershus Gazlan, this Yiyush Bershus Gazlan, Vishini Rishus. The Kivin, the Iyu Bershus of the Do Konye Beyish Vishini Rishus. Af hu kona oiso. So he's also kone. Af al pi shu hu loi kone ha dina, dina ze et shi yehei b'shusa. So this is a moiridike chiddush, the oimika dvorim we have to understand. But the mahalach hadvorim is that just like there is a kinyan shinui maise and shinui Hashem, if a gazlan steals something and it changes, gozal chitim boson soilus, which is a shinui maise, or hegdish is a shinui Hashem, or by tumen taretz a shinui Hashem, that he made it into a keli. So there is also a kinyan shinui of shinui reshus for the gazlan. With the shinui reshus, by him making a shinui reshus, that al yidei the shinui reshus, it becomes ois nigzals. So this is considered a kinyan shinui for the gazlan. And the gazlin bebas achas with the kinyan of the isha is kaina the chayfetz. This is a Rash ben Babakame in a Ritva here in Kedushin. And so these are the two mahalchem, how to learn our sugya. The Ran is medayik from our sugya that it is not necessary that the money should belong to the mekadesh. As long as the isha received the money mach masoi, that is sufficient. And the Ritva and the Rashba learned pshat that shini reshus, yush v'shini reshus, is not only a kinyan for the isha, no, the bas achas, through this kinyan, the gazlan is also kaine, and we will see as the sugya progresses, L'chayre from Taisus, we'll see Taisus learns Achsachmeh like the Ritva and not like the Ran. But let us continue the subject. So the Gemara says as follows. Ahu Arise. There was an Oris. An Oris is a worker for a balabos who receives a percentage of the crop for himself, and the rest belongs to the balasod. Ahu arise de kodesh bemuze de samchi. He was mekadesh and isha with a handful of onions. Now, he worked in this field. Beli mekadesho with these onions, he's giving her onions, which are partially his. A chelik is his. But a chelik belongs to the balabos. Now he's mekadesha, this is how the Ritva explains, with the whole handful. He's not saying a part. He's mekadesha with his. So a chelik is gezel. And a chelik is his. Also lekame de rove. So he came to Rove. Omar leis, Rove asked him, man ochloch. Who was meichel for? Who gave you a right to take this handful of onions and be mekadesha? It's not yours. A chelik is yours. But you mekadesha with the whole handful, so a chelik belongs to the balabos. You can't be mekadesha with the balabos's onions. Vahani mili bemuzik. But after with a handful. A handful is, we would have to, by a handful, we'd have to figure out how many onions are there and figure out percentage-wise how much belongs to the Oris and how much belongs to the Balasodim. Avol Kishe, but if he gave her a bundle of onions, and these bundles were standard bundles, there was a certain weight for each bundle. So Motzi Omale, so then there is no problem whatsoever. Ano shokli kisha, shokil at kisha, kisha ki kisha. That means these bundles, there was a standard weight and value for each bundle, so I took one kisha for myself. So you'll take your kishas, so this kisha I can take for myself. Mashain came, by this handful, we needed a bazundere shumet to figure out what was taken, and since this was not done, so the Kedushin wasn't chal. Let us see what Rashi says. Hachi gasinin, ahu arise de kodish bemuze de shamchi. Melo yad shal betzolim. Man ochloch, mi mocha lo chelkoi shal balabai, she can be mekadish over the chelik of the balabos. Avol kisha agude, this is a bundle. Shederech ayerek liyois mishalik ba'agudeis. V'chol ha'agudeis ein shaveis. All the bundles were similar. In the talti achas, tulat achas, I took one bundle. You'll take a bundle, can I get that? Zot the Gemara weiter. Zot the Gemara weiter. Ahu sarsaya. There was a beer brewer. The Kaddish Bethlume de Shecha. That this person worked for a person who owned Tmorim, and this Sarsaya used to make beer out of the Tmorim. What does Rashi say? Ahu sarsaya oisei sheicha mitmorim shal balabayis. L'machzischa, that means that the beer, he got half of the value of the beer. They sold a bottle of beer for X amount of money. So he got half of the machzischa for the beer. V'chavei bo mitzipek ha-mafkid. Fine. So here's a half of the finished product belongs to him. That means the beer was made with the tmorim of the balabayis, and he was a worker, and that's how they divided the profits. They divided the value of the beer. Bekitza, he went and he took befruma de shicha. He took the tmorim. He didn't take a bottle of beer. He took the tmorim, which belonged completely to the balabos, and he gave these tmorim, which had been used by him to make beer, and he gave her some of these tmorim. There weren't a lot of the juice was taken out of them already, but al kaponim, he gave this stuff. He's taking the tmorim of the balabayis without any permission and being mekadesha. Osa morei deshikra ashkechei. In the middle of this procedure, what he's doing, the owner of the tmorim comes and he sees what happened. She's holding now the tmorim. And he realized what happened. We can understand that this Sarsai was very embarrassed. He caught him in the middle of the act of stealing. He took Yenim's tomorrow. Amalei, so the owner realized this. So he said, Amalei teisef lei mahai cherife. Why did you give her these tomorrow, which I used up already? There's not too much use in them. There's better quality tmorim here. You should have given her from the better ones. Yeah. Also lakami de Rovit. So they came to Rovit. So we see that the Baal tmorim is very fakert, is very happy with what he did, and he just had time. She could have given her better ones. So Rava said, "Amar le amru klach etzel yofes al inyan truma bilvad." This halacha that if the Bailam tells someone you should have taken from better ones, and we see he really means what he says, that it works. This was only said by truma. The sanya, we learned abaraisa, but here it won't help. Bekitzer, Rava said she's not married. But and even though there is such a concept, when the Bailam comes over and tells someone you could have taken from better ones, and we see Isaac is serious with what he's saying. The Sanya, we learned as follows. Keitzad omru teirem shalemi das trumasei truma. where do we find that someone was mafresh trume without the explicit knowledge of the owner, and trumosay trume, and the trume is a good trume? Harei sheyorad l'seich sada chaveiro, Reuven goes into Shimon's field, v'liket, and he's picking peiros tvua v'toram sholoi b'shush. B'shush, without permission. So the Braisa says as follows, and then the Braisa will elaborate. Im choishesh mishum gezel, if there's a chash of gezel, that means that this is being done without explicit permission of the Bailim. He's against what he had done. Ein trumasei trum. So you can't make yenim pay this trum. Vim lav trumasei trum. How do we know if there's a chash gezel of not? The balabos found him. How he was mafrish trume. You should have taken better. Your mafrish trume. You should have taken better schayre for the trume. So the loch is im nimzu yofes mehem. If there are there's better tvua there, so the balabos means what he's saying. He's saying why they should take a better quality of tvua. Is trumosay tvua ve'im lav. But if there's no better quality, so we have to understand the Bailam is saying this very sarcastic. You should take better one. I had better ones, you take better. This is the best you had to take. If I had better ones, you take better ones. Ain't trumosay tvua. So we see that the Bailam is not happy with what he had done. So it's gezel. It's ain't trumosay tvua. Are you a Bailam malaktim or meisifim? But what is if the Bailam said that she should have taken the better ones, and then he started adding on? He gave so much. He should give him more. He's adding on. This should be also trumah. This should be also trumah. Benkach or benkach, there are better ones and not better ones. But we see the Bailam is really interested to that he agrees to the trumah that he was mafresh. It's trumah say trumah. So Memela al Koponim, we see from over here, that's what Rava wanted to differentiate. So we see from over here, if there are better ones, and he told them, you should have taken from the better ones. So Tumosai Tume. So Memela, here there were better Tumorim, and he told me, you should have given her from the better Tumorim. But here Rava said, she's not Mekudish. And Rava differentiates as follows. That's by Trume. Avol hochem mishum kisufo David. Here the reason this was said, because he didn't want him to be embarrassed. Ve'eino mikodeshes. Now, let us see shat in this Gemara. Zot Rashi. Bepruzma de shichme la'acher shahitzi mimenu hamashke. After the juice was taken out of these tamarim, it was Makadish. The Balabas found that it was by her already. He told them, why didn't you take Mahai Harifish if given by Makadish with the better tamarim? Yeshu toiv mechaveiroi, shalei nosnu boi mayim pomim harbe, it wasn't used too many times to make beer. Why didn't you give her for a better quality of tomorrow? So Rava said, Le'omru klach etzel yofish sheyoyil. When does this help? Le'mi shenotal eshel balabayish sheloy bershus. A person took the tvue of the balabos without permission. The name that we say, Goli Daiti de Nechale, we see from what he said, why didn't you take better ones? I see he's really happy with what he had done, but he's only complaining, he could have done it, he could take better ones. The name of Goli Daiti de Nechale, and we say from what he's saying now, that's a Gili Das, that he was happy with what was done. Ela le'inyan truma bilvat. By truma we say this. So Rashi says, what is the maila of truma? Rashi asks Rashi, is saying a new svar, but the Gemara doesn't say in Bob Metzia. The Gemara in Bob Metzia says the mitzvah called it. That's what the Gemara says. It's a mitzvah, so it could very well be that the person is happy. You were mafresh tuma for him, so it could be he's very happy. And if there are better ones, so I say that it's igali milchala mafre. I'm very happy with what you did. But here Rashi says a different svar. The litraim hain oimdeis. That means, so here Rashi says a svar, well, oh, you have to be mafresh tumach, I mean, you can't get away from it. It's not something that the Baal HaBos can get away from. So you have to be tairim tumach. So if he says that you should give him better ones, I assume that he's happy with what the shliach had done. Because, the Baal HaBos knows you have to be mafresh tumach. So that means, so this is something that has to be done. Tumah has to be taken, Rashi says. So then I say that these words are hechoched, that he's happy with what he had done, because the whole shaila is, I mean, it's something that has to be done, a better quality, a worse quality. If he says you've taken the better ones, I see he's happy with what he had done. Avolinya misha nota la'atzmoy, but this was not necessary whatsoever. But this person did a gvaldik avla. He took the balabos's tamarin, niz makadish. There's no reason for the balabos to be happy with his actions. I mean, he's taking his. Mishum kisufa de kamale. So, the only reason he's saying it, is now, he came in an embarrassing time, everyone's face started flushing, and Al Kaponim, the one who took it, so he didn't want him to be embarrassed. The Kamalei, the Lei Nichseif. So he's telling him, you can take him better ones. So in other words, he's telling him, whatever you took, if there are taking better, there were better ones there, to keep it. So you shouldn't feel bad. So the Lashon of Rashi would seem that became now, this is Mikana Lahabe, that means I don't say that he was happy with that which was done 5 minutes ago. 5 minutes ago, there's no reason for him to be masking to what was done 5 minutes ago. What he's saying this now because now he doesn't want him to be embarrassed. So Memele, so it is being given now to her. But there's no Maisa Kedushin. In order for there to be a Maisa Kedushin, it would have to become his 5 minutes ago. And there's no raya that he was happy 5 minutes. That means if he would have come 5 minutes ago, and before Yenna took it, he would have asked him. He would have asked him, "Could I take the tamarim?" He'd ask him privately. He would say, "No, I'm not interested to support to contribute to Achnas's kalafon. I'm sorry." Now it's Lacha Maisa, she has the tamarim, and he sees Yen is red as a beet, so he wants to, doesn't want him to be embarrassed, so he's telling him, you could have taken better ones to make it look like, but this is only, and he means Taka what he says now, he means, so it's Taka Mechila, but it's a Mechila Mikana Lahaba that will not in any way make Kedushin. Find better ones who've taken them also, but he's not at all happy with his actions. If I see he's adding on, I see he's happy with what Yena had done. Im nimtsu yafes mehem trumasei trume. Hosam muki lo de shav yeshliach. The Gemara says in Bav Metzia, there is a problem over there. because by Trume there is a din of Ma Atam Ledaitchem, Avshul Chacham Ledaitchem, can only be Mafrish Trume for someone who, that he's aware of what I'm doing. You can't, if it's, so the Gemara says, it's speaking about that he made him a shliach. So what's Pshat? So he made him a shliach to be Mafrish Trume. That's what Mother says. Vim Taima im Kain my Komar Shaloibir. First time she brings down, that's the Kimta of the Gemara, because or else there's a problem of Ma'atam Ledaitchem. So Taisvis asks, Vim Taima im Kain my Komar Shaloibir Shus. So why is this called Tairem Shaloimidas? He made me a Shliach. So Taisvis says, Dachi Komar. Bishlam dochi kama, masha toir min ayofe shalai bushus hoya. That means the quality, you are shliach to be mafrish trume. But you never got explicit permission to be mafrish this quality. So that's what it, he has to be, there has to be, we're making a kugel now. That means there is a yadiyah that you're being mafrish for me. But the oifen, how you're being mafrish, I don't know. And later, if there's a gilui das that I'm happy with what you did, it is sufficient. But al koponim, it is not. So lechayre taisus means to say as follows. Taisus means to say, over there is a partial agreement on what is being done. I made you a shliach to be mafrish trume. There is not a complete mutual understanding how it should be done. So here we say that a gilui das will help. If I have a gilui das that I agree with you completely with what you have done, a gilui das would help. So Taisus had a kasha, but you need such a kugel. That means that there was an agreement to do what you are doing, but the oif and how you were doing it, there wasn't a mutual understanding of a gilui das will help. But if we don't have such a gemara, that if there was no agreement whatsoever, and now he comes and says klachetzel yofais that this should work and it should make from nothing, from pure gezel, to make it shaloi. I mean, where do we see such a gemara? That's tais l'chayre. That is tais v'skash. Bim kain tzatzak dom. The gemara says he made him a shliach. So what's the shaloi b'shus? How to be mafresh? In kein tzorich loy megabi parzume v'shav yeshliya. So Taisus says, so we have to say, so Taisus makes a whole new story, a whole new scenario. So we're speaking about that he made him a shliach to be mekadish the isha with tamarim. Now he had three grades of tamarim. He had A, B, and C. A is the best grade, B is a middle grade, and C is the inferior grade. Now, this shliach went and took grade B. He took grade B. He told them, why didn't you take grade A? Why didn't you take grade A? So, that's the story. Dilav hochi, my maisi. So, so you have to understand the Gemara. So what is it different than Trume? He says, the way Rashi had said, that the whole mile of Trume is the Hoim des Litroim. Rashi differentiates between Trume and Kedushin, because it's by Trume. Listen, he has to give Trume. So Memela, so if he says something, you should give him better once. It's a Gili Das, it's something you have to live with. So it's a Gili Das, itake, is the freedom with what we had done. So according to Rashi, l'chayr, it's very shver. So here's also the same thing. I mean, he told them to be mekadesh, and now you said you should have given better ones. So it's mamish like trume. I think Tosfos understood, although we mentioned the Rishash's Moirer and Rashi, that there's a small mitzvah covered. There's a mitzvah to give Mechelboy, to give from the better quality. So therefore I say, it's a vitake, therefore since there is a mitzvah to give him a better quality, so I say that a gili das will help, that that what he gave was done b'rtzayin abaylam. Mashenkin over here could be there's no mitzvah b'chlal to give from the mimekadish and nishi with grade B tamarim. Grade C tamarim is also good. It's a shavaput, it's sufficient. Could be that is pshat in Tosfos. Zok the Mishnah Baita, HaMekadosh B'chelkoi. A Kohen was Mekadosh, a Kohen had a chelek in Karbonis. Bein Kodshei Kodshim, Bein Kodshim Kalim. Eina Mekadosh. So see, Amurah D'Kachidosh. He had a chelek in a kolben, and he gives this tanisha. We're talking about a luscious steak. If the no kotchim were eaten, the moshcha gedula doesn't need to eat it. It should be appetizing enough. He gives her that this was his chelek. He gives it to her. L'shem kedushin, eina mikodesh. She's not mikodesh. B'maisa sheini. Perhaps let us not finish the Mishnah now. Let's just see what Rashi says. V'chelkoi shecholak im ochi v'kehanim. That chelk ochi v'kehanim. Now, let us just jump to the Gemara, and I would like to learn Tosfos. So the Gemara says, Neima masnisin d'loi k'Rabbi Yosi Yaglili. L'cheira, our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yosi Yaglili. The Sanya, Umoalo mal bashem, l'rabeis kotshim kalim shehein mamoinoi divrei Rabbi Yosi Yaglili. Rabbi Yosi Yaglili learns out from this pasuk, we'll see clearly in Rashi what the limud is, that let's say a Reuven was magdish abahim, a shlomim, it's still by him, didn't bring it yet to the mizbeach. He goes over to Shimon, I want you to watch this. Behemoth. Fine. And then he comes back to Shimon the next day, give me back the behemoth. What behemoth? Then behemoth. Never give back. I don't know what you're talking about. What? He slept in Tebezin, he swears, he never gave me a behemoth. That was this next day. The third day he had a hira tshuva, he realized he did a gewaldika avla, he swore false, he was makre shmomen. So now he's moide that I swore false and I made a shvur sheker. So the din is that by a poshete, if this would not have been a kolben, the scenario would have occurred with the Reuven gave Shimon stamazay behime, and the same scenario would have occurred. So then the din is that the Shimon brings a keren chaimish ba'osham. He has to pay back keren b'chaimish to the bailim, and he brings an osham, his makav an osham, that's Hashem gzeil. Now, but since this occurred with a korban, so we'll see in Rashi, first of all, there's no shuas bezdin on a korban. You don't swear. You don't swear. So Rabbi Yosi Yaglili said, Umola mal b'ashem b'kichesh b'amisoi, L'rabois kotshim kalim shehein mamoinai divrei Rabbi Yosi Yaglili. Rabbi Yosi Yaglili holds that from this pasuk we learn out kotshim kalim shlomim, for example, that this is considered the mamoin of the bailim, and there will still be chayiv akerem chaymish v'osham, because it's my behemoth, kotshim, it's a kol, but it's mine. I'm a bailim, so it's called you gazled from me. So according to Rabbi Yosi Yaglili, kotshim kalim is momen bailim. Pshat is that it's kodesh, but it belongs to the bailim. So now if someone is mekadish, the chelet that he possesses in the behemoth, so this is his momen. Just like it says Mamen Lagabi Chiyiv Shvu, it says Mamen Lagabi Kedushin. So why isn't she Mekudesh? That's the Gemara's Kasha. Shein Mamay Nidiv Rabbi Yis Glili. So Mal says, I feel a time Rabbi Yis Yaglili. Ki koma Rabbi Yis Glili Mechayim. The Beheime calls man it's alive is considered Mamen Bailam. The scenario we said with a Beheime that was given over to be a Pekodin, and in the Nifkad was Makrish, is Dafke, Kozman, the Behem is alive. But after the Behem is Geshochten, so then they are no more Bailim on the existing meat. My time ki kazochu mishulchan gavoya kazochu. Now it's a different ballgame already. After the Shchitas HaKolben, the Kahanim eat, the Bailim eat, it's not theirs anymore. It belongs to the Rabbeinu Shalalom. And you're eating from the Rabbeinu Shalalom's. You're allowed to eat, but you don't have any ownership whatsoever in this meat. It's the Hakrove is, after the Hakrove, it becomes, it belongs to the Rabbeinu Shalalom. And therefore, so you don't, there's no Bailis whatsoever in this meat. So Memele, so you can't be Mekadesh. So Memele, the Mishnah is going to follow according to Rabbi Yosei Glili. Deikanami diktonia Mekadesh bechelkoi ben kochim kochim ben kochim kalim loikidish mamino. Chelkoi means after Shchita. His chelik. Like this, we would say, if it's talking about Mechayim, so the whole behemoth is what's chelkoi. So chelkoi means after Shchita. Now let us see what Rashi says. Bashem l'rabbis kochim kalim l'ischayim aleihem kol ben shvuah. Now I'd just like to say over the pshat in this Rashi, the way the Hamakna says pshat in this Rashi. Now I just would like to mention one ha'orah, which Rashi is going into something which seemingly is loymala v'loymayit. We had mentioned before the halacha is that if a person was kaifa mamin a yedei shvuah and later he's made it means a keren chayim mishvosh. The Gemara in Shvuas learns out that it's not necessary if there was a Shvuas bezin. The bezin was machayim and mashvuah. A fellow, he was kafatz v'nishba. He swore. He said, "I swear, he never gave me anything. He swore." So it's also, you swore false, you give a care of Chaimish Ba'oshim. The Gemara learns this out from a Palacholasha Yishova. Any Shvuah whatsoever, Lav Davka Shvuah is Bezin, any Shvuah, he wasn't Chaimish Shvuah, he didn't have a Neidechot, nothing. He swore, and ladies, mighty, he swore false, he has to bring a care of Chaimish Ba'oshim. Now, all of a sudden, let us just say the words of Rashi, and then we'll try to explain Rashi. Bashem l'rabbis kochim kalim l'ischayiv aleihem kol min shvuah. So all of a sudden Rashi says that you mechuyiv to bring a kol min shvuah. Now Rashi says aval gav deinish boin ala ekdesh. So Rashi of a sudden says bezn will not be mechayiv a shvuah on hekdesh. Number one. And number two, vanish baleim vahoidu ene mevi osham shel shvuas apikodin. The vekichesh ba misaksiv. This is the first way not chayiv a shvuah on hegdish. Number two, there's no din of on hegdish of ker chaimish vahosham because it says vekichesh ba amisai. He was a kroshe to his friend, not to gavoye. Hani yisrabi lohu, but kochim kalim was nisrabi, mi ba'ashem v'kichesh ba'misoy, mi ba'ashem v'kichesh ba'misoy namikirine bu lefi shehen mamayna. So, I'd just like to mention what the Hamakna says. The Hamakna says, if we would learn Pashtei Dekro, the Pasuk is speaking about Keren Chayim Mishvoshom, but he says Pashtei Dekro is speaking about that Bezin was Mechayiv him to swear. We mentioned the Gemara Darshan's L'chol Asher Yishova Afilu Kofatz V'Nishba.
that's a drash. But Pashtei Dekro would seem is Chayev Ashur. But the best one was Machayev Ashur. Now, so the Gemara says, for you never swear for Hegdish. Why don't you swear for Hegdish? It says Re'eyu. Re'eyu v'loy shal Hegdish. Fine. That's one problem. Now, in the din of Shvuas Apikodon, there's Vekichesh Ba'amisoi. You have to be makrish amisoi, and so kachim, there's also a problem. Feltus and amisoi. So the Hamakna says, Rashi held, if the problem would only be the kichesh ba'amisoi, so maybe the Lashem is marbe that is a chiv keren chaymish va'oshom, even though it's kachim kalim, but it does not necessarily mean that it's mamaynoi. It's not mamaynoi, it's we're saying that basically said a gavaldik echidush kachim kalim mumin bailim. So therefore, the ikar basis of Rabbi Yosef Glili Rashi held is from Pashtei Dekro that Bezin was mechayiv mashvur. Now Bezin is not mechayiv shvur on hegdish because it says reyehu v'loy shel hegdish. So if Bezin was mechayiv shvur, we learn that from the Bashem. So we see that it's shel reyehu, it belongs to reyehu. We see it belongs to reyehu. So memele, that's number one. So that's where Rashi brings down this first yesod, and Rashi repeats it. Afo gav deinish boin alakdeishis, that's one problem. And then there's a problem of a kichesh b'amisoi, and Rashi says that Hashem tells us two things. See, hani yisrabulu mi b'Hashem, so it's considered reyehu. The kichesh b'amisoi na mikirina b'ilafi shein mamoyne. So Rashi is yisod bringing two rayas that kochim kalim has adin momen b'ilim sai ligabe that bezn is mechaye b'shvue. And say that it's considered kichesh b'amisoi. So the Gemara answers, Kiko zochi bein kahanim b'chazei v'shoik bein b'aylim b'boso. So that what is zeichelede mishulchan govoyam hakrovas eimurim ezrikas hadam mater haboso. So the Bichas Avrom does not understand this Rashi at all. It seems, what is Rashi telling us? We'll see later, really, there's a machlokes tanoim in this. If you could be mekadosh b'chelkoi. The Tana of our Mishnah holds, there's a concept, mishulchan gavoya kazachu. After the shchita, it becomes completely shel gavoya. Whoever is eating of our Mishnah holds, that after shchita, it becomes shel gavoya. Whoever is eating, the Bailim, the Kahanim, they're eating Michel Gavoy, but they don't have any ownership in what is being eaten. Fine. That's the Sfora of the Tana of our Mishnah. And the after Shchita, Mishulchan Gavoy, Kazoch. Later we'll see this Rabbi Yehuda holds, not like that. After Shchita belongs to the Kahanim, their Chelik. It's theirs. They can do whatever they want with it. Fine. So this venison, this amachlokes tanoim in this concept, the Gemara brings psukim. If you dash it from lechol, lechol tzorchecho, or it's dumye de'esh, ma'esh, ma'esh lachila afunami lechit. Bekitza, this amachlokes tanoim in the shayla. Now all of a sudden, Rashi wants to explain to us, what's that, mishulchan gavoya kazofu? So Rashi says, "Akrovas imurim uzrikes hadam mater haboso." So it would seem from Rashi that this is the proof of mishulchan gavoya, which is no proof whatsoever. There's an iser achila. It could very well be after it becomes mutter, it belongs weiter to them. There's an iser. You're not allowed to eat it without being zerik the dam b'makriv the murim. So the Bichas Avrom says he does not understand at all what Rashi is telling us. What shaykhes does this have to Mishulchan Gavoya? If it belongs to Gavoya, if it belongs to the Kahanim. I mean, later at the end of the sugya, we hear at the end of the Amud, we have a machlokes tanoim. So that what Rashi injected over here, Aklavas Imum, Mesrikas Adam, Mate Rabosa, L'chayre, has nothing to do to what the Gemara is saying, Mishulchan Gavoya, Kozochu. This kasha the Bichas Avraham asked.